Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron. Today ends a 99-year wait for a total solar eclipse across the United States.
And I'm Anna Palmer. President Donald Trump has returned to Washington from his working vacation. He's expected to lay out a new strategy for the war in Afghanistan in an address to the nation tonight at 9 p.m. from Fort Myer in Arlington, Virginia. The New York Times, Washington Post, and other outlets report that Trump is going to boost the troop presence in Afghanistan by several thousand. This will be a major issue on Capitol Hill in September, as lawmakers gear up to grill Defense Secretary Jim Mattis on the shift in strategy.
The New York Times writes about the concern in the White House about Trump's rally this week in Phoenix. The story says aides fear backlash for pardoning controversial former Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
In the South Pacific, five sailors were injured and 10 are missing after a U.S. Navy destroyer collided with a merchant ship. The Washington Post is reporting President Trump initially told reporters, when asked about the collision, that that's too bad. Later, he tweeted, "Thoughts and prayers are with our U.S. Navy sailors aboard the USS John S. McCain, where search and rescue efforts are underway." Breitbart followed up with a story by Matt Boyle headlined, "Source, McMaster fails to brief Trump before that's too bad error."
A good TikTok in the New York Times. Steve Bannon was set for a graceful exit, but then came Charlottesville. Chief of Staff John Kelly told Bannon he needed to leave, but said there was no need for it to get messy. Those plans were thrown into flux after Trump struggled to respond to the Charlottesville incident. Several of Trump's close real estate friends and others said Bannon needed to go. Even Trump realized Bannon was too much of a liability. An interesting detail in this New York Times story, Bannon clashed with Jared Kushner over Trump's, quote, ideological softening. Kushner still believes Trump could capture Democratic support. Bannon, meanwhile, does not and believes that Trump should play to his base. Despite all the different constituencies and lawmakers criticizing Trump, Reuters reports that prominent U.S. religious conservatives continue to defend him.
USA Today has a piece up on how the Secret Service is out of money to pay agents because of Trump's frequent travel and large family. And there's a Times story out this morning that is sure to be of interest to Bob Mueller. They report that there was a lobbyist who met last summer with senior Trump campaign officials who is a web of Russian connections. And Alex Eisenstadt is reporting that despite all the palace intrigue about 2020, Trump and his allies are methodically building a 2020 re-election campaign machine. He is mapping out a fall fundraising tour, and Trump's team has tracked potential Democratic rivals, including Senator Elizabeth Warren and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
The Washington Examiner's David Drucker is reporting that Speaker Paul Ryan transferred $1.5 million to the NRCC in July. Ryan has raised more than $27 million through the end of July for the campaign committee. Labor groups are stepping up pressure on Trump to deliver, according to Dave Weigel in today's Washington Post. The groups are engaging in a two-week tour focused on turning workers against Trump if the White House doesn't deliver more on jobs and trade.
And in the juice, we've got a first in playbook. Save My Care is launching a new digital ad campaign urging Republicans to oppose the ending of subsidies for Obamacare. And the RNC raised $10.6 million in July per a filing made public Sunday. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.